jam, though.
It really is. Like, I wish we had time to get to the chorus because it's such a bop.
Listen, he can fix it in post.
That is The Cure by Lipstick Gypsy. I just felt like a radio person. That was just The Cure by Lipstick Gypsy.
You are a radio person.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice.
Cheers.
Yes.
So sad by myself.
I know. We're missing a leg again, you guys. Lasky Music, we miss you, girl.
Literally miss you. We have to roast you later, though.
Oh, absolutely. That is now the tradition. The Wiz is back with us.
Joined in the juice?
Huh?
Should I have joined in that?
Yes, you should have. Oh my gosh, let's do it again. Okay, this is the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice.
Juice.
Yes.
Three-part
harmony. Three-part harmony.
Yes. A harmony.
Oh gosh.
We love to see it.
We absolutely do. So today, I'm drinking, four things instead of three, I guess.
Wow, a queen.
I have my celery juice with lemon. I have.
Do you make that or do you buy that?
I buy the celery juice. I add the lemon juice into it. Which I gotta tell you. Anyway, I have coffee with oat milk.
Yes.
I have a vanilla bean protein shake, and I have
Yummy.
A big old glass of vodka.
Yes.
So that's.
She is hydrated.
You know,
there are so
to
many
be,
options.
Trying to be hydrated. You guys, my body, like, really revolted against me once I finished. I mean, for anybody who was listening to the last episode, you know I was like running around working, like also while doing this, and just
that was my favorite thing because there's a part in it where you just go hi like mid sentence while we're all talking.
Oh my
and we
God,
were like
I haven't
yes?
listened to it yet. I'm so sorry. Everybody
funny.
I hope I didn't sound it's crazy funny. But the past 2 weeks have been like frantic for me. So anyway, once that part of my job ended, my body the next day was just like, here's all the things that we've been like holding back so that you could be successful. You actually hurt your ankle at some point, your back hurts, you lost your voice, you're gonna start your period, you know, like it was like all the things on Monday.
Yeah.
And so I've just been like, I bought a bunch of coconut water. I've been like trying to like really hydrate and rest for these past couple days. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it. You worked so hard. So take the time. Hydrate, baby.
Yeah,
we love that.
What you drinking?
I'm just drinking water today. I have been really kind of hitting the partying hard these last few days. So yesterday I was like, okay, we're not doing that. And I just have water at this moment.
Yeah. Speaking of partying, it's one of my best friend's birthdays today. Happy birthday, JJ Hawkins.
Oh, it is JJ's birthday.
It is JJ's
I knew
birthday.
I need to text
him. Please text him.
I knew I was forgetting someone. My best friend is getting married today.
Oh my God. So you're
she's
going
doing,
to a wedding today?
No, she's like eloping. They're not inviting anybody.
Aww.
And her reception is actually next weekend, but I couldn't go.
Oh,
I couldn't get it off work.
No.
But we're going to Vegas in August, at the end of August.
Yes,
so
Vegas trip.
We're excited for that. Yes, yes, yeah. Shout out to best friends.
Shout out to
general.
Them, man.
Yeah.
The realest.
So exciting. I know. I sent her like a long text today and I was like sobbing. I was like, this is what it would be like.
Oh,
if
my
I'm
God.
There.
That's so. That's too much. That's too much for me
Little
to even
angel.
Think about not being at one of y'all's weddings. That's not okay.
It's hard. It's hard. But you know, I mean, it
I was
is,
mad enough to not be at
like,
Laska's fake wedding. That is as close as I want.
I think we were all pretty hurt
we
about that.
All...
I was like, I didn't even get like an invitation.
Right.
Like I couldn't even turn it down. Like you just
one
didn't invite
stupid,
me.
Stupid, adorable picture, and that's all.
Ugh, that's it. Ugh. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Wiz.
So Wiz, what you doing? I got you.
Me? I'm drinking water, which is very exciting, obviously.
Super exciting.
We're a hydrated bunch
you
today.
Know,
it was
team.
A three coffee morning because that was needed. And
did
you
say a free coffee morning or
three.
A three coffee?
Three.
Oh, hell yeah.
Free
hell yeah.
And three. So it's both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I've been making a movie over the weekends
yeah,
with my business partner and it's been a blast and it's extremely exhausting and we only shoot 3 days. And I guess the reason why it's still extremely exhausting is because it's not like you don't do anything for the 4 days you don't shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In your mind, you're like, oh, we're just shooting 3 days. But it's not like Monday doesn't exist.
Right.
Right? You still do your life and have to, you know, handle business. So But I feel about normal on Thursday, so I'm still pretty wrecked today. I'm just showing my age, but
no,
yeah, it's been a blast. It's been so much fun, and I just completely want to make movies only. And I'm just can't wait to work with y'all.
Yeah,
and do something with everybody.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you're making a movie again. I can't wait to see it. He and his business partner are some of the most talented people I've ever worked with, and so I'm just so stoked for this project and to see what it comes out to be. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, of course.
That's very kind.
Oh my gosh, a black business. I feel like that's been Alaska's thing, or has it been your thing, Paige?
It has been my thing. I just like forgot about it until just now, but I can do it right now. I normally have like all the things up on my phone ready to go.
I know. It's bloom and plume though, right?
It is still bloom and plume. So Bloom and Plume is a coffee shop and flower store. Flower store? Flower shop?
I mean, yeah.
Both? Whatever.
Same thing.
It's in LA, and it says Bloom and Plume is a black family-owned business serving beauty that uplifts our people through aesthetics. It's a space that is building beloved community while providing an elevated adventure for customers to experience excellent coffee and delicious food. Maurice Harris, co-owner of Bloom and Plume Coffee and founder of Bloom and Plume, creatively curated and intimately designed every detail of our exquisite space to enhance the customer experience. It's not just a coffee shop, but a community-oriented brand that wholeheartedly seeks to unite people.
Aww.
Go hang out with them. It's really beautiful. The building is bright purple. The coffee is delicious. So yeah, truly, like it's aesthetically pleasing to be there. It's fun. It's bright, and it's good food.
Yeah.
So go support Bloom and Plume Coffee. Their Instagram is Bloom BLOOM and AND Plume PLUME.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bam, bam, bam.
Sorry for the little voice crack.
The voice.
Y'all, I completely lost my voice 2 days ago. So this is like such an improvement from what it was. Great. What's happening in the world? I know that the Delta variant is upon us.
She's out here. She is.
She has descended upon us.
Descending.
And all of her fury.
Yeah. I woke up this morning with a slight tickle in my throat and I was like, oh my God. It's just because I slept with the fan on. I'm dog sitting right now, so I'm not in like my house and the air is like constantly on at the other house. And I was like, I think that I'm dying.
Yeah.
And then I just like drank some water and it went away. No. And I was like, okay, if it goes away, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I kind of did the same thing. So like I was just talking about the exhaustion that I've been like experiencing and losing my voice. And so I was like, oh my God, is this fatigue? Is this my sinuses doing
is
a
this
thing?
COVID?
Is this, you know, and then I went and got a COVID test, which by the way, rapid tests are free now here.
Oh, that's exciting.
What kind? The antigen?
No. Well, I don't – wait, what?
What type of test?
The rapid one.
The rapid.
There's two types. Do you have a receipt or a
– I have a result that says I'm negative.
Oh, yeah. Show me that.
Yes.
Because we have to get people tested per SAG rules via PCR. And PCR tests
– Oh, yeah. The PCR tests are usually the negative. They're not usually rapid.
Right, but there are rapid PCRs that I have not found for free. So maybe your location is.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I'll have to look. But the one, I mean, this is, I've been going to the same testing location for a while because it's like, it's right by my house and you don't have to have a appointment. You can just drive up.
Nice.
And they've been doing, they offer rapid, but it's costed money. And yesterday there was a crazy line there. I've never seen a line like that because everybody's freaking out about the Delta variant. And he offered, you know, as usual, like, do you want rapid or do you want – he says rapid or PCR, though, so it's probably not a PCR.
It's probably rapid antigen.
What's the difference?
Not the best at telling you the difference from a scientific standard, but a more general difference is that a PCR basically looks deeper into the sample to see something that could be there from – further down infection versus antigen is more like if you are currently infectious type test. So antigen testing is great if you get tested multiple times, like every day. PCR is going to be more, will really tell you for sure if you are.
Yeah, I've always heard it that like antigen is best at telling you like when you have it, but not the best at telling you when you don't. Like it'll be like if you have like a positive from an antigen, it's like, all right, you got this.
You're probably infectious at this very moment.
Yeah, but if you have like been recently exposed, it might not catch it.
Right. That's a very good point. Yes. And a lot of early testing that we did, there was a woman scientist that was saying that our current PCR system was actually too sensitive. It was actually looking and finding people who have the virus in their body, but maybe from like 2 weeks ago when that's not infectious to anybody.
Yeah.
And therefore they shouldn't be kept home from work or be quarantined, or close contact shouldn't be notified if they found them that like that day, you know?
Yeah.
Versus, and so there is a moral dilemma, not a moral, but kind of like, what's the most important thing about a test? Is it to know that you currently are infectious or that you have had an infection? And I would say it's, are you infectious currently? Because obviously symptoms are symptoms. If you need help with your symptoms, you need help with your symptoms regardless, right?
Yeah.
But if you are a person that has overcome COVID already, then you don't need to be quarantined, right? For 2 more weeks if it's something that doesn't, you aren't going to spread to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that has still not been resolved. We have literally not resolved the PCR and the antigen problem, and COVID will be with us for probably ever.
Yeah.
And that needs to be resolved at some point.
I also saw something, Zach, I think you shared it, that now they're recommending that if you got the Johnson & Johnson, that you need to get at least one dose of Pfizer or Moderna.
Oh, dang.
How accurate is that? Because I got the Johnson & Johnson. So like,
yes, go get it.
Where did that?
Go get it immediately.
Okay.
It's going to be coming down. It's going to be coming down very soon. That article I shared is from the main New York Times writer for the last year on COVID and stuff.
Okay.
This is going to be a recommendation. You're going to want it. The mRNA vaccines.
Would it not be better to just get like the full dose, but then like, am I going to grow a tail or something?
No, I think what they're recommending is, well, first of all, go do your own research, go look up online.
Yeah.
Do your own thing. The recommendation is one booster at the current moment.
Okay.
I don't know if you need to have a full regimen, but they may say that you want to do that.
Okay.
But one is probably going to be sufficient. Most likely.
Cool. It says it says that this was a molecular test. Have you heard of that before?
A molecular test. I mean, I think they're probably all molecular tests, but
I mean, the description is like super like wordy of what this test is, but it does not say the word antigen in it. It does say RT-PCR and RT-LAMP.
Oh, it says PCR. Well, that's the PCR.
Well, it says a bunch, like the description is crazy. I'm like, this is not
so
a description. This is, nobody can read this but a scientist. Okay, this COVID-19 detection assay is performed as a rapid molecular in vitro diagnostic test utilizing an isothermic nucleic acid amplification technology intended for the qualitative detection of nucleic acid from the SARS-CoV-2 viral RNA. The term molecular test encompasses viral tests, nucleic acid amplification tests, RT-PCR tests, and RT-LAMP testing. This test is an authorized assay for viral testing.
No, that's good. That seems
sounds like PCR to me.
Yeah, I'm looking up online and it says PCR and molecular COVID-19 testing. So that's good.
So maybe this will work for you guys, just so you know.
Maybe it will work for us. Yeah, we'll go offline on that.
But anyway.
Everyone's like, today is the COVID
right.
corner.
Well, I mean, it's so true though. Because
every day is COVID.
It's like
corner.
It's back on us, you know, and I spent some time being pretty upset about it when the mask mandate came down again. Because I was just like, you guys, like, why? Why can't we just get the vaccine? And it's so weird, like, because at this point, the few people in my life who I feel like, who I feel may be vaccine averse, it's like we both kind of, I'm afraid that one of them might be my hairstylist, and I'm like scared to broach that topic because I need that relationship to just be okay.
I need you to be
I cool. just need, you know, it's a very delicate relationship with yes. the woman and her hairstylist. Yes. Like, we just don't want to mess with that. So we just mask up the whole time. But it's just, for the life of me, I just want to be like, why? Like, and yeah. I know why, and I get it. And I was talking with my mom about this the other day, because she doesn't get it at all. She's just like, I think it's the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest and most reckless thing to not get the vaccine. And I don't understand.
That's how I feel.
These people who just won't do it. And I was like, okay, mom, let me explain to you like the three different camps of people who won't do it, because it comes from all sides. Like, I, you know, there's like the super conservative side of it, but there's also the super liberal side of it. And then there's also the person of color, you know, who doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. trust what that is side of it. And so we got three different sides, which adds up to us not having enough people who will do yeah. it in order yeah. for us to stay in a good yeah. place.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's really frustrating to me. I'm kind of with your mom, and like, I understand, I guess, but I also just think that like, there's so much science, like there's so much science that has gone into making these vaccines and doing it. And like, yeah, sure, it was an emergency, it was rushed, but like, they've been doing the work on this for 20 years, like since the SARS scare, they started to like work on these mRNA vaccines. And like, so I'm definitely in your mom's camp, and I'm just like, get fucking vaccinated. I'm sorry. I like, if this is the only vaccine you get in your life, fine. But like, there, like the whole anti-vaxxer movement also has brought back measles and mumps and things that were like basically eradicated because people were getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Jenny McCarthy and her crusade against vaccines created this group of people that see them as something that's bad. And, you know, I mean, I just think that this has been said by a lot of doctors, but this will become a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and unvaccinated people are the people who are dying.
Yeah.
Like at this point, that's what's happening. And they're spreading it to people, and they're spreading it to vaccinated people too.
They are.
Like not a lot, like it's rare. It's a lot harder to get, you know, to like get COVID with the vaccine, but it happens. Like,
no, it still happens. I've been hearing of a lot of people who are fully vaccinated getting it. And thankfully,
I bet they got the Johnson & Johnson, because it said that the Johnson & Johnson's just not effective against the
Delta
variant.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, I should probably start masking.
You should go today, and you should get your Moderna yeah. or Pfizer booster. And maybe you may feel like shit because it's going to be on top of your Johnson & Johnson. So it may give you a little bit of a crummy feeling, but you should definitely get it.
Yeah.
But the good news is that the Delta variant it's hyper contagious. Yes. It's even more so than all the other crazy hyper contagious ones, which technically makes it more dangerous, right? Like more deadly, because mm-hmm. more people will be infected by it. And it will give you potentially a higher viral load, which we know can be problematic as well for people if you're working in certain settings where you're like exposed like a lot. And I have friends.
I'm also just not sure if I'm like mature enough for the statement of viral load. Like I just, every time somebody says it, I'm like, like, oh my God. Like, no.
Wow.
But yeah.
But the good news is that the Delta variant, the good news is that it is something that the mRNA vaccines are doing a really good job of limiting its like main problem. If you just get the flu, like a bad cold from COVID, that's a huge win.
Oh yeah, that means the vaccine 100%. Is working,
because 100%. That's something that like less normal life can exist with bad colds.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that I'm stoked to get a horrible cold or have low grade shit COVID symptoms if I ever get it. I'm not like saying that. I'm just saying, that's the point of the vaccine, is to make it turn into something that's like a normal shit.
Yeah, I'm happy to like not die.
Highly. Right. Or the anxiety of being like getting something unvaccinated like that is also part of this like major thing that can affect the rest of your life, PTSD, et cetera, right? Of that. So we should all feel very good, except for Paige.
No.
I'm kidding, Paige. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
We're supposed to roast Alaska, not me.
No. I think Johnson & Johnson is still
to do good. What was best at the time. I was sliding in March.
No, you're great.
Using my bartender.
No, you're good. Yeah. No, and you've so far avoided COVID.
I have, and so, I've been bartending.
Yep. You have done your duty, but I would say, yes. Now you know a little bit. Yeah. That, like, this can be more helpful. So do it. Which is
great. I have to see if they'll even do that down here. I don't know what doctors be doing.
Well, CVS. Just go to CVS and sign up for one.
I thought you said CVS for a minute, and I was like,
every what? Time. That's how I know that I still am like my brain is still like, I'm in LA, because people will be like, where's the CVS? And I always think they're talking about CBS Studios. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's on. No, nope, never mind.
Right.
It's not right there. You won't find it.
Go to Rite Aid, whatever's in your local area, and just go get.
Yeah, they're fairly, I mean, actually, I'm saying that. I don't know what it's like in Georgia, but I feel like the vaccine is so easy to come by here. Like,
it's easy. It's easy out here too.
Yeah.
It's definitely every time you can go to any drugstore and they are like, we're having vaccines. I think at like the grocery stores, at like the Kroger, they're doing it. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll get one.
Good.
I'll add
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
Good to know. Just, everybody out there with Johnson & Johnson, go ahead and get your booster shot. I've actually been feeling like, I'm like, is it time for us to get a booster shot? Like, I feel like my vaccine was so long ago that I just need help again.
that's kind of how I feel. Like, I was like,
You probably will in the fall. All of this stuff, you have to remember, like, we're trying to get the most vaccine hesitant people to get vaccines, just like the mask stuff where it was like, just wear any kind of mask, even though we knew that like really good masks were better, obviously, but we didn't want people to hoard those because we had medical professionals who were constantly around COVID that really needed them and they didn't even have them. And they still don't really have them, which is absurd. So at some point we will recommend a third booster probably. But maybe only for certain types of people, immunocompromised people who may not get a good reaction to begin with, the elderly maybe, because they're the most at risk. But if you are someone who doesn't have certain previous health issues, they may not recommend it because they're like, look, you're probably not going to infect somebody from an infection, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll probably just have like a bad cold from it. So you don't really need it. But if all of a sudden you now need three shots, someone who's, vaccine hesitant or anti-vaxxers, like, look, you can't even be protected. Why even take it if you're not even protected? So I think there's a lot of just, it's hard because you're trying to do the best thing for everybody, and breakthroughs will happen. Look, if 100% of people are vaccinated, there still could be a breakthrough, right? Yeah. And that means that everyone who is vaccinated got sick. So 100% of the vaccinated people at that point, right, got COVID.
Yeah.
So the math starts turning in our favor, where it's a lot less infections, but the number of people who are vaccinated who get it starts to go up because more people are vaccinated.
Yeah.
But the numbers are suppressed. Right. So, all this stuff we're talking about is because we have a group of people in this country who are blind to science willfully or ignorantly. And you have to make decisions based on those people more than like people like you, Casey, who was like, well, I'll take a third one right now.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, you're good to go. Like, we don't need to worry about you.
Right.
But it's others that are going to say, well, if I have to do three shots, like, why even do one?
Like, would you rather die? Such like, I'm just so logic. Confused by, like, what are your options, bro? What is the alternative? And how many people do we have to have on the news talking about, like, my daughter just died because she didn't believe in the vaccine? Like, how many times do we have to hear that story? The idea that something, I was just talking about this yesterday, there's something that's weird, I think, in certain human beings where it's like, unless it's happening to me, unless I am experiencing it or seeing it with my own two eyes, it does not exist. And that doesn't compute for me because I'm such a, I think partially because I'm a storyteller. And so I hope that the power of storytelling helps change people because they can connect to something that they see. But, and so this idea that like, oh, well that's them. That's not me. you know, I'm somehow impervious to this sort of trauma or pain or, you know, I don't know. It's just so foreign and strange to me. I'm like, where does that come from? Mm-hmm.
I think too,
life must be so hard if you approach everything that way. If you don't learn a lesson until it's something happens to you, then like, wow,
yep.
Whoa, I'm so sorry. Like life must be rough.
Yep. I fully agree. I also think too, even like, I mean, I think about how desensitized we've all become to that kind of stuff as well. Like just like desensitized to the, like I saw this tweet. I think you might've even shared it, Casey, on your story, or somebody did. And it basically just said like, no one's going to stop dying from COVID. We're just going to normalize the deaths. Mm. Mm-hmm. Because like we have with everything else, gun violence, homelessness, you know, like we're just going to normalize it because that's something that's so profoundly American, is just to normalize the problem mm-hmm. instead of fixing the problem. And I think it has a lot to do with that the people who are in power, it doesn't happen to them.
Yeah.
And so then they're, you know, and then they're just like,
well, it does though, in this case, like so many people in power here have caught the virus.
yeah, but they didn't die, but none of them died.
Of course they won't die. They have access to the best.
They won't fucking die. Yeah,
they won't die, unfortunately. Oh. Wait, did Nancy Pelosi test positive? Did I read that?
Did Nancy?
Or did her top security aide or something like that? There was something yesterday.
Maybe somebody in her team. I didn't see that.
There was something yesterday that
popped up on aide.
She also rejected two of Kevin McCarthy's picks for the insurrection committee. And so now Kevin McCarthy has pulled all of them.
Yeah. They want to do this so badly. He's never going to select people. I mean, there's got to be some limit of time on this. Because for them, it's better just to like slow play this until the
next election. Tell me what's happening. Catch me up.
So Nancy Pelosi, right, has created a House-run committee for the insurrection to investigate what happened. Mm. And there were GOP appointees on it. And she rejected two of them. I don't know who it was. I didn't read the entire article. But Kevin McCarthy, in response to her rejecting two of the six people, has now pulled all of his appointees because he really doesn't want to get this
right.
done. Like, he really doesn't want to
does he
investigate
have
the insurrection.
To, it's not do we him. Have to have his appointees? Like, who else can?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's a bipartisan group. And the answer is yes. But Pelosi gets to, you know, reject people. So, it was the right move. Jim Jordan he was yelled at by Liz Cheney, who's a Republican, saying this is like, she said something like, this is because of you or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then he still voted to reject the election results after the insurrection.
Yeah. No, what?
So that's
like,
why
no,
why? Rejected the two of those people.
Yeah.
Cause like, no, you don't deserve, you're not going to be on this. When
why
you
would you ever be on this?
Encouraged it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it's a mess down there.
Well, why? Is because the Republican Party is not a political party.
Yeah,
they're an ideological one. They don't have any real desire to do anything for government, just for themselves. It's just a party of self self gain and power.
Yeah, you know, self-service.
Self-service. It's not about their constituents. It's never been about their constituents.
No.
Think about it. They rejected the plan to do all this big infrastructure stuff, right? And all of these things that we want to do. Republicans hate big spending, right? Because for them, big spending means increase in taxes. So what does Biden do? They go, well, we're going to give some money, like a few hundred million or $1 billion. Let's say, I don't know, let's say a couple billion to the IRS to go out and get the money that is owed from these big tax cheats, people that are like in audits and big companies that owe money, but like the IRS is so tiny to be able to like handle all that. That was going to raise like hundreds of billions of dollars. And the GOP said, no, we're not going to do that. So it was like a way to finance some of the stuff is to get actual tax money that's owed. And they're like, no, we're not going
to. Of course, they don't want their friends to be taxed.
Right.
Their donors to be taxed.
Are those people. Yeah, that's correct.
Speaking of tax cheats, segue queen, the space travel that has been happening.
Oh, right. So I saw a lot of people saying that, like, you guys' head has been in the sand. So I saw Jeff Bezos's name and space. That's about as much as I know. Jeff and some another Bezos. Who's the other one?
I can't.
Jordan. Justin.
Richard Branson.
Not even close.
No. Jason. Justin. Jared.
I thought it was. Bezos? Is it not is another Bezos? Is it like his brother?
His brother is on. His brother is on. Great. The ship
what is
too.
His name? What's his brother's name?
Jeff Bezos's brother. That's his name.
So Jeff Bezos went to space and people are mad?
I mean, no one's mad. It's just kind of like, so him and Richard Branson have been doing, like, they've been talking about going to space, right? And they really want to go to space or whatever, because they want to make it like a thing that can become a like traveling destination. I travel to space. Yes. I went, you know, blah, 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 blah. For a couple $100,000, you can do it too. So it's just, to me, it's just like this 1980s, like frivolous, so flashy. Look at all the money I have. Look at what I'm doing. Blah, 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 blah. And they were like competing to see like who could get to go first and who could get to go like further into space. And they're really not even technically in space. They're on the edge of space. They just went up higher than the atmosphere or whatever the hell. And then came back. It takes like 10 minutes. And it was billions of dollars built on the backs of people that he has cheated out of money, taxes he has not paid, workers he has worked into the ground, injured workers, workers that can't unionize, workers he refuses to pay. Like, it's ridiculous. It took as long. His 10 minutes stint in space was about as long as two pee breaks that people are allowed there when they work for Amazon. You can go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about all this space travel. I don't care. It's so ridiculous. Every time I see actual like news groups, channels reporting about it, I want to scream.
I was just going to say, I find it, I just don't. What I was gonna say, I was like, I just don't care about this. But it's just because I don't think that Jeff Bezos is a problem, you know? Like, of course. He is a rich, narcissistic asshole who only cares about his wealth and amassing more wealth and doing cool shit with his wealth that he amasses. That is a shock to no one. And my thing is, it's not so much on anybody to fix Jeff Bezos being an asshole, but it is on our government to regulate things better so that people aren't able to do this to their workers, so that people aren't able to, you know, exploit the tax laws and amass a certain amount of, you know, like I'm more frustrated that the system allows a Jeff Bezos to do something like this
100%,
than I am 100%. Upset that Jeff Bezos has been consistent in his assholery since we've known him. Like I would expect nothing less from this man at this point. Like, of course he went to space as soon as he could. Of course it wasn't actually space, but he's happy that it's quote unquote space. Like all of this makes perfect sense to me for Jeff Bezos. He's been nothing if not consistent since we've known him.
Yeah,
so I
you're
feel
not
like
wrong.
You're who wrong. Can be mad at Jeff Bezos for being exactly who he's been? What we can be mad at is the government. But I mean, also
I'm mad at everybody.
Also, yeah, but that's also not to say that
I'm mad at the Jeff whole Bezos party. Is, I'm mad at the entire.
Don't get me wrong, Jeff Bezos is not at all likable. I just appreciate when a person is like, I would much rather you like not even pretend to be a good person. Be like, no, actually, I'm giving back. Like, no, Jeff Bezos is not even trying, and he doesn't care.
I'm giving back to the space community. Like, what? No, you're not.
I'll say a couple of things. One is, I'm from Seattle. Obviously, Amazon is a huge part of Seattle now. Like, it's a major part with lots of really good jobs are at Amazon, and lots of really bad jobs are at Amazon. We can agree. I would say that he is very controversial, and that's fine. I think billionaires are eccentric. People like him are eccentric and unique, and space is definitely a place that a lot of these people want to go to. I'm sure Zuckerberg will want to go to space.
I also want to go to space, you guys.
Yeah. So here's my take. I'm pro science and I'm pro space travel. So I'm like, look, spend your money, but don't spend our money. That's two different things. If Bezos has accumulated the wealth that he has and uses it to advance science, which he is doing with all of this, just so you know, that's good. What's bad is when you ask for government subsidies to pay for your travel when you already have government subsidies that allowed you to accumulate all
this. Did he ask for government subsidies?
Yes, they have. Yes.
Yeah, of course they have.
Here's the difference between Bezos, Branson, and let's say Elon Musk when it comes to space. Elon Musk goes, I have an idea. Everything that he does is entrepreneurial.
Yes.
He goes, if I build rockets to go to space, that they could propel a human into space. But instead, it's a business that will take up where NASA has fallen off. And I will be the company that will build rockets to take government satellites into space, take Amazon satellites into space, take and become a business that is needed to support an industry that is really dependent upon very few players. So Elon Musk saw a problem and wanted to solve it. Branson and Bezos are like more personal. I want to take myself right into space. But all of that work and all this autonomous craft stuff is valuable for the future of everything that we do on this planet, from autonomous cars to autonomous planes to autonomous space travel. That is the future. It already is. Most of our planes that we fly in are 99% autonomous, right? It's all autopilot except for a few things. That's good because humans are bad at shit. We know this. If human beings do dumb stuff all the time, a computer system is built to, correct us.
Another step toward the robot apocalypse. So many movies have tried to tell us, you guys, and we just keep doing it.
Casey, we already are there. We're already there.
Yeah, girl, we're in it.
We're in it. But no. But I think Bezos has a lot of – I think Jeff Bezos is a person that cares about his image a lot, and I think he still wants to be the richest man in the world. So for all the things that he does that will be very selfish, he will also do things that are not. And unfortunately, the system is built that way currently. So he just gave $100 million to Chef Jose Andres, and he gave $100 million to Van Jones.
That's not selfish, though. Him giving money away also can have, like – they also get tax cuts and stuff when they donate places.
Of course. Of course. But I'm just saying, like, there will be – he will do what Bill Gates has done, too, which is their accumulated wealth, and they'll give it to things. And
I just feel like it doesn't even feel like accumulated wealth to me. It feels like hoarded wealth. And that's why whenever I think about it, like, I just don't feel like billionaires are ever made because they work harder or do anything different than anyone else. They just, like, build it on the backs of other people. Like, that's how I view billionaires.
Billionaires, though, are made from stock, not from salary. So you are right. Billionaires, for the most part, rarely does someone make enough salary annually, and that makes them a billionaire, right? It's that they have stock in something that increases in
that value. Has money.
So like, rarely do you see someone have a wealth that's just like, oh no, they literally have made $1 billion in annual salary. Like, they've been paid. That's, and those people do exist, and maybe even some of our favorite, like, athletes or musicians could be approaching that because of how much they can make, actors as well. But usually it's from stock, which, yes, is on the backs of a company. That is the only real significant way to become a billionaire. And that problem is hard to solve because if Bezos was forced to always sell his stock, right, then the stock price may not go up that high. And others who are dependent upon the stock price would also lose their wealth. From unions that have money and stuff like that to individuals to also insurance companies. I mean, it's all kind of tied up in this whole world. So the real thing that I think about when I think about billionaires, not that they shouldn't be billionaires, it's that we have enough money to let people who need stuff, they should have stuff always. That's it in my mind. I don't care about the really, really rich. I care about people who don't have anything. They deserve to not be in that position. They deserve a house. They deserve housing. They deserve food. They deserve comfort, education. They deserve all of that shit. Not about taking away from somebody. To me, it's just about making sure that others have, because that to me is far more important than like making sure Bezos and Amazon pays. It's like, well, it's more about, well, then give these people something, because that seems ridiculous that you have this huge gap.
Well, yeah, which is why, but it's like redistributing the wealth at that point. Like,
but you don't need to, That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you don't need to take money from Bezos to make sure they have, that's what I'm trying to get at. Cause for example, we have just passed a $300 child tax credit, right? In this country, $300 mm-hmm. a month per child. Bezos wasn't taxed for that.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That just happened. A family of four with two kids is going to get $600 additional a month from the government to help pay for stuff.
That's great. Forever.
Bezos wasn't taxed. Right now it's in the law for almost, it's like a long, it's a long-term thing, and it should be absolutely signed into law forever. And that's one step closer to the, you know, the universal basic income. But I'm just saying, like, that is happening today without having to even worry about the billionaire. So that's what my brain is just like, government should support people, period.
Yeah.
And then reel in all these other things. And that's kind of how I look at it. It's like, we have enough money to do that for people. Let's do it for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice too.
I think in my head, the money just comes from taxes. And if people that don't, like, if we pay more money in taxes than these big companies and whatever, yeah, then that is an issue, yeah, to me, because then, yeah, you did use my money to go to space, and you did use my money to build your fucking psycho yacht, and you did all these things, because it might not have been my money directly. I didn't Venmo you for it, but you took money, or like, you didn't pay in enough money. So then we're paying into a system like it, like that to me is where I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I hear you, because yeah, we should be focusing more on the people that are without, but we don't, right? That's not what's on the news. They're talking about the billionaires. So then it kind of becomes this other like weird cycle of like, okay, so then where does that money come from? To me, taxing the fucking rich, like, tax them and eat them, baby.
Right. Okay. So Paige, I'm on that team, but look at my perspective here. It's the, just because you tax the rich more, mm-hmm, does not mean the program that is going to be useful to the most people will be funded. So my thought is, right, create the program that and actually is good for people,
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
figure out how to pay for it, or just do the program that helps, yeah, the people the most, period.
Yeah.
And just that costs you money. Sure. Whatever. Then, because my fear always is you raise taxes, and that means that your military budget can maintain a 10%.
Yeah, you gotta know where it's
going. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No,
like,
that's,
that doesn't always help.
That's a
so
very
I'm just
good
going
point.
Make the right policy and program. And even like Bernie and AOC, it's like, for them, they go, to them, it's all about the policy, mm-hmm, not about who pays more in taxes, because the policy must happen. Then you worry about how to pay for it. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Hell, but, yeah.
And so I can't get too upset with Bezos, unless we live in a world where like this tax credit thing didn't happen for the kids, where it's like, well, now we have this policy in place, like, make that shit permanent. And how are you going to pay for it? Boom. Tax the rich. Like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, that's how my mind has been thinking
more
progressively about it, is like,
yeah,
create good shit for people. And then
be like, this is how we do it. Bop, we're
right.
doing it. Dun,
cut
dun,
the
dun.
Military budget, cut the raise
oh,
taxes
dear
on
God,
corporations.
Cut the military
yeah.
budget.
Things like
Jesus.
That. Yeah.
I'm excited to be
yeah,
rich anyway, to see like why they couldn't do more.
What you get.
Because I feel like there's so much that I think about that I'm like, oh, I would love to do this with all my money, or like this, or I have so many ideas, and I'm like, oh, am I gonna run into these roadblocks and then be like, I understand billionaires now, this is why you wanted to help all along and you couldn't,
but you couldn't
yeah. And then we're gonna make the after school special about it, apparently.
And that's how we're gonna
yeah.
talk. And I'm going to come to you and say, why, Miss Casey? Why couldn't you do
Hello,
it?
Kids.
You're going to say, well, darling.
Hello, kids. Let me tell you why, as a billionaire, I couldn't help you.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. The worst after
But here's this
of
food
time.
Truck. You know, that's what it
will be. Here's a food truck, and I it's in space.
It's also in space.
Go on.
When you get there.
I hope you can afford your ticket.
Yeah.
One golden ticket to space.
Hope you have fun. One golden ticket, it's like 300 grand. Bye.
Yeah, but we'll give away one for free. You cannot take your families.
Wait, like a Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Like
it's Willy Wonka. It's Willy Wonka for space. That's what it is.
Ooh, that's you. That's the after school special.
Willy Wonka in space.
We love that. We love that.
And I am Willy Wonka.
We've created it.
It sounds very scary, honestly. It sounds kind of like a horror film, especially if I speak like that the entire time. But I'm kind of into it.
That is correct.
It's like sci-fi, horror, Afrofuturism meld, you know?
Ooh, yeah. We love it.
Yeah, it's like the world, the planet Earth is uninhabitable, right? And so the rich have colonized, let's say, Mars or the moon. Doesn't matter.
This is a movie. There's a movie like this.
It's a movie. Oh, really?
Oh, damn. It's already a movie.
Yeah. Where like Earth is, it's not, well, it's becoming, it's like toxic on Earth. And so they've already taken like the rich people to space and they're living in like this thing. And then somehow, who's in it? I want to say like Tom Hardy or something.
Isn't that just the entire plot of The 100?
I've never watched that show, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Honestly, it's kind of a trash show, but.
Was that a spoiler?
No, because it's not like the rich people, but just like Earth became uninhabitable. So they live up in space and then they decide that like they're going to send 100 teenagers down to Earth for whatever godforsaken reason. And then they find out that there's other people still on Earth that have lived there. They're called the Grounders. It's a whole thing. It's on the CW. It's not for
Sounds like you watched quite a bit of it, though.
I have. That's so funny. I have watched. There's like a gay relationship that I'm waiting for, so I just like keep on chugging through.
Oh,
all the
on the show, I was
acting.
Like, oh, Paige.
Just suddenly, there's a gay relationship.
I thought you were saying like you were biding your time by watching the 100. I was like, wow, that's kind of dark.
Devastating. That is super dark. Oh my god. Wow. That is the darkest thing I can think of. I'm just waiting for my gay relationship, so I'm doing nothing and sitting in my house watching the 100.
Wow.
Speaking of house, I got approved for an apartment today.
Yay! Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Really excited. Yes, I've been thinking lately that it's it's time for me to live alone.
Yeah.
Which is a stressful.
I'm not living alone, but I'm living in this sick ass house with two other gals, and they're
the best. That's amazing. So I mean, the only other way I would want a roommate again is if I were in a house. So I get that. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I want my own space, but it's hard because my space is so great and also so cheap.
Yeah.
So
yes,
we'll see. I'm just putting it out.
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to move the.
No. You're fine. Topic, it's just been on my mind a lot lately. Of like, do I need to actually start looking? Because I've really been thinking like. The idea of my own space just makes me feel so good.
It's the best. It's the best. Living alone in LA is really something that I cherished when I did.
Yeah.
So. I hear that.
But congrats, girl. That's huge.
Thanks.
Thanks. Is there anything else we wanted to touch on today before we get out of here?
I don't think so. Not that I don't feel like I have like enough knowledge about anything else to really speak on.
Yeah. I mean, the Delta variant is crazy. We don't care about Jeff Bezos, and space is still cool. And I just keep
we're still
finding ways to
Casey
put myself in space. Like now, it's the movie version.
Yes,
going.
Casey has consistently for the last like 3 weeks just put herself
in space. So. Y'all, it's weird on Earth. It's very weird out here.
Yeah, no, it's crazy out here.
I don't know if y'all have noticed, but I'm setting my sights elsewhere.
I don't honestly. I love that. I don't love space,
I know. We've already decided that I'm putting you asleep. I'm going to put you in a human-sized kennel.
Kennel. Okay. Couldn't have thought of a different, like a pod. No, a kennel. Okay.
What I immediately thought of is when people take their pets onto planes and they like have them drugged and in the kennel.
But it's like human-sized.
But it's human-sized and like on a cart.
It's just
and I'm
me,
just pushing
like,
you.
Asleep. In like a sarcophagus. Yeah.
Ooh, sarcophagus.
Ooh, million-dollar word. I got nothing.
Okay, is there a clapback corner or not? I should have said this earlier so you could look for it. Sorry about it.
I'm sure. Listen, this is fine. You guys, I don't know what it is about when we do this podcast, but no matter what, we start recording and my phone explodes. I have 12 different text messages and 3 missed calls.
Oh my God.
Nobody talking to me before.
3 missed calls. You're so popular.
Calls like what? Is, what do
like
you want?
Who calls
from,
people?
What do you want? Seriously. This is fun. Okay, so this McCarthy, his statement on like taking his people back, right? So he said, unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republican nominees, Republicans will not be party to their sham process and will instead pursue our own investigation of the facts. And AOC says, and where does McCarthy plan on doing his own investigation into January 6th if he's blocking Republicans from participating in the official congressional investigation? Parler?
Yeah.
Oh, and that has been Clapback Corner.
Always telling you.
Literally always. She's a queen of everything. This also, this is another one. So when this also just has to do with what we were talking about. Jeff Bezos said, right before he left, he said, I also want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all of this. And AOC said, yes, Amazon workers did pay for this with lower wages, union busting, a frenzied and inhumane workplace, and delivery drivers not having health insurance during a pandemic. And Amazon customers are paying for it with Amazon abusing their market power to hurt small businesses.
Yeah.
And that is on period from AOC.
Yeah.
Bambity
bam. Can I do one clap at corner?
Ooh, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Dr. Brittany Cobia. Quote, I'm admitting young, healthy people to the hospital with very serious COVID infections, wrote Cobia, a hospitalist at Grandview Medical Center in Birmingham, in an emotional Facebook post Sunday. Quote, one of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late.
Oh,
shit. Okay. That is not a clap corner. That is depressing.
Devastating.
But for real, fucking get your vaccine. Fuck Jeff Bezos. That's it. That's what the clapback corners have taught us.
Please, 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 you guys.
Please get your vaccine. Please
go get vaccinated. Be safe out there. It's weird on Earth. So do everything to protect yourself. Let's end with, I think I'm going to bring back the thing that we did last week because it was a crowd pleaser and also the Wiz didn't get to do it. So we're just going to give a shout out to, so Wiz, what we did, I don't know, you had to listen to it, right? Because you edited it. No, he doesn't always listen to them. Wow, also, edited it, y'all.
Edited it.
Okay, so this is a tangent apropos of nothing, but it's JJ's birthday, and that's one of his least favorite sentences because he's like, this proves how dumb English is. The fact that edited it is actually a sentence, like that's actually how you say that. Nothing is incorrect, and it sounds that way, means that English is stupid. So
yeah, English is wrong.
It's literally just like repeated sound. Edited it. Edited it.
Edited
it's,
it.
It's crazy.
Edited it.
Anyway, sorry. Edited it. So what we're doing is a shout out to someone you love, just somebody you want to highlight and uplift in the world today. So that's what we did last time. That's what we're going to do today. So Paige, you start.
You can go. Okay. I mean, I think I've already talked about this, but like I said, one of my my high school best friend, her name is Jane. She is getting married today. And, you know, she's been there for my entire growing up, and we lived in New York together. We went to AMDA together. She was in New York. I was in LA. We've just always kind of like been together. And I knew I said this to her today, but I like knew when we were in high school that we would like get to see each other through these moments in our life, in our lives. And so shout out to her and her new husband, Sam. They're a great duo and great people. And I'm just really excited to like see their life grow together. They also just bought a house on Monday.
My God. Like,
they're just killing it. They're just like starting to build a life. And it's fun to watch and see. And it makes me a little sad to like not get to be a part of it as much, but you know, apart but never separated. So I love you, Janie.
Beautiful. Congrats, Janie and Sam. Newlyweds.
Yes.
Homeowners. Fucking killing it out here.
Everything. Busy. They're so busy.
I'll do mine because I feel like I've talked about JJ so many times, and it's his birthday. So it's obviously you. if you're listening, happy birthday. You guys, JJ Hawkins, if you have not had the pleasure of meeting him, is just like an actual living, breathing ray of sunshine.
Oh, it's insane.
He's one of the most, and he was actually told this on a set one time, and I was like, I'm so happy that a stranger has told you this, because it's always how I felt. They were like, you're the most immediately likable person I've ever met. And it's so true. Yep. Like, you just meet him and you're immediately like, oh, I'm safe here. Like, this is fine for me to be myself. So just thank you for being the best. I'm so excited to celebrate you even more today. Shout him out on Instagram if you find him at JJ Hawkins. You've probably seen him on your television screens because he's also like a superstar. But yeah, happy birthday, babe. Love you so much.
And I will shout out two people. One, my best friend Connor came to visit last week and we had the best time ever. He's a father of three amazing girls, and he's been kicking ass and doing all sorts of stuff for them. Even though it's not always the easiest, he's just the best dad and totally killing it. And I just love him so much. And he flew all the way out here from Washington, D.C. to visit me. So that was just so cool to see him. It's been way too long. So that was awesome. Also my niece, Hava, she is out in a summer camp right now, having the best time ever. Okay. She is a fully vaccinated 12-year-old with a bunch of other vaccinated young people in the Washington state area. And I'm just so proud of her. And she's trying new things and she's having lots of fun. And she's just such a young woman. Yes.
That's awesome.
And I don't know.
I was like, I wasn't going to ask you what it meant. I saw the nerves go like, yes.
I'm like,
yeah, I know.
But no, yeah, she's just a little badass. So yeah, she's my first niece. And so yeah, she's my,
Yay. We love that.
So thank you so much for listening, you guys. Love on somebody in your life today. Let them know that you love them. Give your people their flowers while they're here, because once again, Earth is weird. and as usual, like, rate, comment, share, subscribe. I'm a pro at that.
Kilt it.
Hey, get out of my coffee, Nat. That was not a way to end. I'm so sorry.
No. Get out of her coffee.
Trying to ruin my day.
You know what?
That's all. Goodbye. Bye. Oh, we don't have Alaska here to like prolong our goodbye and do something weird. Oh, we also didn't drag her. Dang.
Oh. God damn it. She's kind of hard to drag.
She is. She's very cool.
Hard to drag. All of you are.
Lame. I guess we just miss you, Alaska. It's so boring.
Yeah, like whatever. Whatever.
Get over in her honor, we're going to do a very long and awkward extended.
Yeah.
Just like never leave.
This extended goodbye is because we don't have you here. So enjoy this.
So we're extending
it. This is what it feels like when you do it. If this feels long to you, just know that this is what the people are always feeling.
And there it is. And there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, when you refuse to end it.
Yeah, when you refuse to actually say goodbye. So.
This is like saying goodbye at a Christmas party in my family's house. Oh, okay, Alaska, we're going to all go. And then everybody sits and talks at the kitchen fucking door.
Yeah, she doesn't refuse to end it. She just continues to talk.
Yeah. She's like, no, I'm still talking.
No one's listening to this. Right. It's so dumb. You guys, let's say goodbye.
Literally everybody hates it.
You just need to say goodbye. And then finally she'll just be like.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh,
she'll be like, be nice or don't be nice. Yeah, or don't whatever. Be nice. Like, just
because the world sucks and nobody can trust the government.
There we go. We've done an adequate job.
No, there we go.
Casey has officially leaned into the roast.
Yeah, there's the
five all more minutes of this.
I just said roast. All right.
For real, though.
So, time to go.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.